Medical misogyny is alive and well. That's according to a landmark report by Victoria's Inquiry into Women's Pain. It found a dismissive and disrespectful healthcare system built around Caucasian male biology is contributing to poorer outcomes for women and girls.
There's a kind of pain that women and girls are just constantly told that they have to learn to live with it. We're taught we just have to push through it and put up with it. That's what we're taught to do.
That's the Victorian Premier there. Well, the most common conditions women are experiencing include period pain, endometriosis and arthritis. But the physical pain can also lead to poor mental health and low self-esteem. Marianne Thomas is the Health Minister in Victoria and joins me now. Minister, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Great to be with you.
This inquiry into women's pain is the first of its kind in Victoria, and it's confirmed that medical misogyny is harming women. What surprised you most by the findings?
Well, I think from a young age, women and girls learn that either they're told that their pain is not real or that it's normal. And what surprised me, I suppose, was the overwhelming prevalence of this viewpoint and how internalised that has become for so many women, which of course means that there's a failure to diagnose a range of conditions that women are now living with. The most exciting thing for me as a consequence of the inquiry is bringing this all out into the open, giving the space for women and girls to share their experiences, but also listening to clinicians who have told us that they want to do better, they want to know more, they want to increase their skill and understanding so that they can really deliver the care that women need and deserve.
So how was this evidence gathered?
So we had a survey open, 13,000 girls and women responded, but we also ran a range of focus groups and one-on-one interviews over a number of months. So it really was, we were overwhelmed by the number of responses that we received, and it told me that enough is enough, that women and girls really want to see change, and that's what we hope to deliver as a consequence of the inquiry.
Is there a risk with these submissions, if people have self-selected, that there could be an over-representation of pain there? Women who are not living with pain may not have taken part.
Oh, no, I think that that is absolutely true. But nonetheless, what we do know is that the women who've responded have told us that their lives are being impacted in ways that mean that they are not able to work or participate fully in the economy, that their capacity to have long-lasting and intimate relationships is really impacted, that they're not playing sport. Their lives have been altered in ways that are really detrimental, and we've got to do something about that.
Victoria will introduce what's known as a pain standard for women. What is that? What will that look like, Minister?
So we know that there are some really great examples out there of care being delivered to women and girls, which often takes a multidisciplinary approach. But also I think what women and girls have told us is they need clinicians to listen. So we will take best practice and aim to make that standard practice. But we'll do that working with clinicians and experts in this area. And that'll be led by our safety and quality agency, Safer Care Victoria.
And what about things like for women who are going to have a IUD inserted, what sort of practical steps are being looked at there?
So one of the initiatives that we've announced is that we will make the green whistle available, that's Penthrox, our pain relief, available as standard practice for the insertion of IUDs in our sexual and reproductive hubs. I mean, I think this speaks to so many of the issues that women have been expected to just suffer through the pain of an IUD insertion without any consideration being given to pain relief as standard practice. Now, this came out of work that was led by a nurse practitioner and the head of obstetrics and gynaecology at Peninsula Health, who said, hang on, why are we putting women through pain? And is the pain acting as a deterrent to the uptake of one of the best and most effective contraceptives there is?
Will there be a retraining of medical professionals?
Well, I think what the report speaks to is the need for much more focused education and training of our healthcare professionals more generally. And I look forward to the ongoing conversations that we will have with the medical colleges and the university sector about the need to incorporate more of the concerns that women are experiencing into that base level training. But Sally, the other point which you alluded to in your introduction is that we have a system of Western healthcare that is based on centuries of practice and research, all of which has, until recent times, excluded women. So there are so many conditions that women experience or because of our sex or indeed conditions that experienced or our symptoms present differently to men, but we don't know why because we haven't had the research. So one of the other key recommendations is that we look at, there's a wealth of research that happens in Australia. I mean, we are a leading nation when it comes to medical research, but we're not always taking due consideration of sex and gender differences in the research that is undertaken. And we know, for instance, that there's very little medical research done with pregnant women. And so pregnant women find themselves in a position where they're really out on their own and navigating their pregnancy when so little is known about the impact of certain drugs and medicines and so on them and their pregnancy.
Minister, thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.